Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the centre of the heart of our nation's capital, Cardiff. It's Sunday the 18th of January and it's the second Sunday of Epiphany. I'm Sarah, I'm the Vicar of St John's. It's good to have you with us. Today we'll be thinking a little about St John's theology and in particular the idea of Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. St. John's theology as in the Gospel writer St. John, not our parish church. However, we, St. John's, are a growing community. We are centred in Cardiff, but we do happily have members of our community spread across the globe. And wherever you're listening to us from or taking part in the service live, it's my great privilege to welcome you. We hope that you'll enjoy this service, hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community, having time with each other and having time with God. The service is live on YouTube and Facebook. It can be accessed on Catch Up there. It's on the phone an hour later as a podcast. All you have to do is dial 02920 101 565 and it will play 24 hours a day, and it only costs the cost of your call to Cardiff. It is not a premium rate line. So whether you're with us live, whether you're listening on the phone, whether you're doing it on Catch Up, whether you're in Wales, the UK or beyond these borders, you are welcome here. We're glad to have you with us. Today's service will last around 25 minutes. And if you can, do please stay with us to the end. We've got some lovely photos for you to share with you. And it's a good thing to stay if you can. Now, if you choose to put your names and location into the comments on YouTube or on Facebook, then we'll try to welcome you personally. It should show up on the screen. Occasionally, people send us comments and we don't get to see it. But generally, that's just a privacy setting on their Facebook. But usually we do. And it would be nice to be able to say hello to you all. Who was first today? Well, it was Ruth. Ruth from Cardiff. Thank you, Ruth, for everything you do, as ever, as always. Ruth says, hello, everyone. Well, hello to you. Then we have Tracy. Tracy says, hiya, everyone. How are you? Well, yep, I think most of us are good and we're doing okay. Good to have you with us. I hope you and your mum are well and happy. Then Richard joins us. Good afternoon, everyone, Richard says. Hi, Richard. Great to see you today at St. John's. Oscar, Prenhawndar Porb. In other words, good afternoon, everyone. Oscar, Prenhawndar to you as well. It's good to have you with us. Crossing over from the UK to Northern Germany, always great to see Bjorn on the live stream, which fortunately for us is most weeks. He says, hello, everyone. Nice, coldish Sunday over here. Hope it's cozy and warm wherever you are. It's not quite cozy and warm, but I think last week you had a real dose of winter, didn't you? And it was cold here, but we were, you know, not getting the brunt of the weather that you were. Today it's sort of damp and a bit overcast, but it's livable with. And I'm glad that you've got a coldish Sunday, but it seems to be a little lighter than what it was for you last week. I should imagine when winter really sets in for you, it can be quite tricky. So Aidan joins us next. Addy, hi everyone. It's a very bleak and rainy afternoon here. Yeah, I think it is true for us as well. Addy, great to have you with us today. And Aileen Mayer from Tampa, Florida, USA. She says morning, we say morning back to you, Elaine. It's Aileen. It's really, really good to have you with us. I hope you enjoy the service today. And it's great to have you join us. Ruth Blake joins us from North Yorkshire. Ruth, so lovely to see you. So I also want to say hello to another Ruth who joins us nearly always on Catch Up. We know who you are and we think about you. And a very special welcome if you are indeed listening on the phone. So hello to Iris and to Jane and to Jane's friends. You're all very welcome. Before we go any further, I do have some sad news to give you about two members of our community. So this week we heard that Jean Wason of Tony and Jean has died. She died on Friday, just 36 hours ago. And last night we also had the sad news that John Bainan, who was in France, has died. Both of these long-standing members of our community. John was in France. He joined us on the live stream for a number of years, and then as his health deteriorated a little bit, wasn't with us, but I knew he was with us in spirit. And his wife, Jan, emailed me last night just to let me know. And Tony and Jean, who come most weeks to St. John's. So we just want to say on behalf of the whole community, everyone who's mourning them, we are right there with you. We will pray for you and with you. And of course, to Jean and to John, we shall miss you. You blessed us by your presence. And we hope now that your portion this day is in peace and that you are there in God's kingdom with all of God's saints. So unto the great day for the two of you. We'll pray for them, of course, in our intercessions, along with Heather's father, Conrad, and Snow's auntie, Tanya. So friends, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us take a short time to remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, it was all happening at St. John's this morning. I took the collect in to ask someone to record it for us, and I never got round to it. So we do have a collect, which was recorded before, a few years ago, for this Sunday. When I listened to it, embarrassingly enough, it's read by me. So here's the collect for the second Sunday of Epiphany. And just when you thought you might get a break, it's me. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Now, last week we had a reading from the beginning of St. Matthew's Gospel, and this week the lectionary gives us a reading pretty much from the beginning of St. John's Gospel. Oddly enough, last week and this week we have the first recorded words of Jesus. So, Heather's going to read the Gospel today. It's chapter 1 of St. John's Gospel. It starts at verse 29 and it finishes at verse 42.
John saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, what are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas, which is translated Peter.
This week's reading is taken pretty much from the start of St. John's Gospel. We hear how John the Baptist sees Jesus walking by and he calls out to those around him. And what an extraordinary thing he says about Jesus. John says, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And the following day, he also describes Jesus as the Lamb of God. This is an odd thing to say about Jesus, so let's unpack it. The people hearing John talk would have been very familiar with images of lambs and sacrificial lambs in their scriptures. What we often call the Old Testament, what I'd prefer to call the Jewish scriptures, or perhaps the First Testament. They might think of Isaiah chapter 53, the song of the servant, where we're told that the servant will be crushed for our iniquities. We might also think of the Passover lamb in the book of Exodus, where God's people are commanded to eat lamb in a certain way to remind them of how God brought them out of slavery in Egypt into liberation. What John is saying about Jesus by calling him the Lamb of God is in effect saying this Jesus may suffer for the sin of the world, but in some way Jesus has a mission to liberate us from our captivity and lead us into freedom. Let's think briefly about the notion of sin, particularly in St. John's writings, because sin in St. John's Gospel is not really about us doing things we shouldn't do, or perhaps not doing what we should do. It's not so much about our actions. To be in sin is to not recognise God, to fail to see God, to fail to have an ongoing relationship with God. And so what John is saying when he says that Jesus will take away the sin of the world is that Jesus is here
to make God clear to all of us. Jesus is the sign in whom we can see God. We can start a relationship with God through Jesus. So perhaps this week we might think about our relationship with God. What are we looking for? What do we need? How is our relationship nurtured? We might also think of the sacrificial nature of Jesus and how being a disciple, a follower, a learner of Christ, how following Jesus and learning from Jesus, we too may experience suffering. Happy thinking.
And so we come to our time of intercession. And if you have someone or something which is on your heart today, please do send us a comment on Facebook or YouTube. And if you do that, we will pray for your intention in real time. Do, of course, remember it's a public service on the internet, and you might want to just use somebody's first names or initials, or just be careful about what you actually write, if it might be personal. But we will pray for your intention if we can. As we gather our thoughts, here's a reminder that we have promised to pray with and for each other.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Holy God, we give you thanks for this good day. We thank you for one another. We thank you for this wonderful world you have made. We pray for your blessing upon us. We pray especially at this time for all those caught up in unrest. We pray for the people of Minnesota, Minneapolis. We pray for all those who are frightened at this time. We pray for everyone caught up in the fire at the nightclub at the turn of New Year in Switzerland. We hold before God the Uyghurs of China, the people of Hong Kong and Taiwan and Tibet, our Palestinian and Jewish and Christian siblings in the Holy Land, Gaza and Israel. We pray for Ukraine as the winter keeps its cold and as the missiles keep coming. We pray for the people of Russia caught up in that war. Bearing in mind the global economic and political situation, we pray for the countries of Venezuela and Colombia and Greenland. With Janet, we pray for Nant and Calvin. And we pray for those who have asked for our prayers, including Sylvia in her recovery, Marilyn, Mari and Peter, Jan, Phil, Leah and Sam. We pray for Sue and Sophie, for Mary and John and Julie. We pray for Debbie's father, Jeffrey, and Snow's uncle, David. And we commend tenderly those who have died into God's hands. And so we commend Snow's aunt, Tanya, and Heather's father, Conrad. We commend Jean Wason and John Bennion also. And in a short time of quiet, we commend to God the things that are on the privacy of our own hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And together we say the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional version. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you all for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. We say evening prayer every weekday evening. If you'd like to know how to join, drop me a line and I'll let you know. We'll be back in St. John's next week at 10 in the morning, on the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5 and at Evensong at 6. However you join us, wherever you join us from, you are very much part of our community. And as we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We'll end today with some photos from this morning as usual. I've snuck in a couple from previous weeks as well, but mainly they're from this morning. And today we said goodbye to Cliff, one of our regular members of the congregation. Cliff has been with us in St. John's for several years as a student, and then at the beginning of his working life after his university days. We've loved having him with us. He has the most marvellous smile, and week after week I look forward to saying see you, hope you have a good week, to Cliff at the end of the service by our west doors. Well, he's heading home back to Sri Lanka this week, and today was his last day with us. Cliff, we are going to miss you. There's a photo of Cliff with me in the montage which we're just about to play out with. Safe travels, Cliff. It's been lovely knowing you. We hope you enjoy the other photos as well, which give you a flavour of our community at St. John's. We wish each and every one of you a holy, blessed and gentle week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew, Bendithiog, Chi.